ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
So take it further tonight. I titled this, The World Endures. So yesterday, the world works. Today, the world endures. 2 Peter chapter 1, as we start out our journey together tonight. 2 Peter chapter 1, I begin my reading from verse 16. If you have a good Bible like mine, you know that it's subtitled in that context. The trustworthy prophetic word. The trustworthy prophetic word. He said, for we did not follow cunningly devised fable when we made known to you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we were high witnesses of his glory, of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory, when such a voice came to him from the excellent glory, and that says, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And we have heard this voice which came from the heavens, which were when we were with him on the holy mountain. And so we have, someone say with me, we have. We are not looking for it. We have it. We have it. We have the prophetic word confirmed. You know, these days we use that word. When you want to tell somebody that you are sure that you will deliver, you say confirmed. But the Bible says we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star or the day star rises in your heart. Knowing this, so you have to know the word. Knowing this, that first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy, that is the word. I know that they've abused that word prophecy these days. Sometimes people just reduce it to Twala, Twala, Twala. There's one benga here. Your number is 0803, blah, 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 blah. And then, no. This is the book of prophecy. From Old Testament to Middle Testament to New Testament. And then these enduring testaments. This is the word of prophecy. Can we read that from the Message translation? No. The Amplified, please. I want to take something out of that for you. The Amplified of verse 19. Verse 19 from the Amplified translation. It said, and we have the prophetic word made firmer still. You will do well to pay close attention to it, to a lamp that is shining in a dismal, squalid, and dark place until the day breaks through the gloom and the morning star rises, comes into being in your heart. Verse 20, it says, yet first you must understand this, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of any private, personal, private, or special interpretation, loosening, solving. For no prophecy ever originated because some man willed it. You know, this day, people say, let's tear it up, sow seed, so that you can get a word from the Lord. No. He said, no prophecy ever originated because some man willed it to do so. And sometimes, the way, because of the, I said that one of my missions on earth is to take away this veil of religion on Africa. You know, and people will say, Baba, wano, iya, wano, lua, kinya, kilo, lua, anso. What is God saying? Our Father in the Lord, please. And even the man is tired. He's not even thinking about any prophecy or any word. And people will not allow the man to go. So the man just says something. And then if he says something and it works, and it becomes like every other day. No, we can't do sorcery. We can't do sorcery. The word of the Lord is a book of prophecy. It's a book of prophecy. And every day, if you can read your Bible, you have a prophetic word made sure. Praise God. As I praise the Lord. Oh. So, there is power in the prophetic word. It is trustworthy. It has inherent transformative power. If you can read, there is power in it. And I will say this to you. There are people in our villages who cannot read and who cannot write. But they hear this same word preached to them day in, day out, over the years. And they take it by things that they hear. And they put to work. And this same prophecy works for them. That's how powerful. There is an inherent transformative power that the prophecy, the word of God, brings into our lives. And I'm saying this, I'm going to touch on certain things tonight. Please, you must allow the word to find entrance into you this year. You must. You must allow the word of God to find entrance into your heart. And don't sit in the seat of the scornful. Don't stand in the ways of those who are supposed to be saved, but because of the way you talk about the word of God, it doesn't reflect in your life, and so they can't be saved. Don't stand in the way of sinners. Don't sit in the seat of the scornful. Let your delight be in the word of God. And on this word, you meditate day and night. Paul writing to the Philippians, he said that the evidence of your profiting. So there is a way the word of God transforms your life, and the evidence of your profiting appears to her. You remember the testimony that one of our sisters shared during the watch night service. How she said, I used to have anger problem, but how throughout 2018, the word of God, because that's what it does, it washes. It's a washing of the water by the word. It washes, and it washes, practically washing anger out of our life. That's the transformative power that we have. So the word of God has transformative power. Even when you can't see the fulfillment, the prophetic word doesn't die. Even if you can't see evidence, the prophetic word, it does not die. The prophetic word, that is the word of God, does not return unto God without fulfilling its purpose. I like to bring up the circumstances that surround the birth of our Savior, Luke chapter 1, and you see how powerful the prophetic word can be. Whenever God releases his word into our lives, he watches over the same word. He watches over it until it accomplishes its purpose. So I say again to you today, apart from the general word, that this is a year of a rich fulfillment. I mean, rich fulfillment should mean there must be, that's the general word, the logos for this congregation. And like I mentioned to you, I've seen what God has released over his body. So it's a body thing. It's a year of the church. But hey, you must also personalize it. It must become rhema to you. God's word to you in your own specific situation of life. In Luke chapter 1, the Bible recorded how Mary was chosen. Because she made herself available to be used of God. It's the same thing. Make yourself available to God this year. Let the Holy Spirit do a work in your life. And you will see. And Mary is just like any other person in this room tonight. Because sometimes when God speaks, you are not even sure whether it's his voice or not. So Mary goes on in verse 34 of Luke chapter 1. Said Mary said to the angel, how can this be? The harvest of 10 years in 1 year, how can this be? You will experience promotion. You already read the circular that there is no promotion in your office this year. So the question is that, how can this be? You already know that along the line, maybe something will happen. I mean, we have resumed offices, businesses. Hey, you are asking the question. Today is the 3rd of January. So how can this be? Don't lose the steam. It's a common thing that can happen to your brethren. So Mary said, he has heard, you be called the Son of the Most High God and all that. And the angel responded and said to her in verse 35, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, that only one who is to be born will be called what? The Son of God. So, the prophetic word is already painting the picture. He said, now indeed, that's how powerful the prophetic word, God's word is. He can see yesterday, he can see today, he can see tomorrow. He said, now your cousin or your relative has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is now the 6th month. So the Holy Spirit knows all things. And for her, who was called barren? For with God, that's the Rhema word, for with God, nothing will be impossible. So, as soon as Mary had that Rhema word, look at Mary's response in verse 38. Then Mary said, behold, the maid servant of the Lord, let it be to me according to what? According to what? You know, that was the difference between the man that Jesus met at the pool of Bethsaida. Jesus said, jump into the water for healing. Man said, no. I've been around here. So too much analysis can lead to paralysis this year. I've been around here for 38 years. As a matter of fact, the people all around here are very wicked people. Because sometimes I put my bed near this water, and as I made that sense, they push somebody else into the water. And it's only 1 year. These people are very wicked people. But God is saying to you this year, let all those analyses stop. Hey, believe the word of God. Be unto me. According to what? According to what? Yeah. And later on in verse 45, look at what he says. He said, blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment. One translation says, a performance of those things which were told her. So you have to be told. That's why I said, your hearing ability, your seeing power, hearing high, hearing ears, open eyes, seeing eyes, is that the Lord made them. If you're asking for anything in the place of prayer, ask God to open your eyes, Holy Spirit to open your eyes, to open your ears, to hear as the learned, so that you may know what to do per time. In the same breath, let's look at Simeon, the prophetic word, Simeon, in Luke chapter 2. Simeon was also someone who has a relationship with God. But God gave Simeon a prophetic word. If we read from verse 36, it said, now there was one, not Simeon now. Simeon is 25. Simeon is 25. Anna, we are coming to Anna. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it has been revealed. We said that yesterday, 1 Corinthians 2:9. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. But you have to position yourself to hear this year. You have to. But it has been revealed to him that he will not see death until he has seen the Lord Christ. And so each year, this man will show up in the temple. I just ask a very simple question. When people say, oh, there will be calamity in the land and all that, he will just show up in the temple and say, excuse me, priest, has Messiah been dedicated? He said, no. Okay. Go back home. That's 1 year added to his life. Because that's what the prophetic word does. It preserves you. He comes out the next year and they say, before we go today, and then he looks at the order of service, and there was no, before we close today, we are going to dedicate the Messiah. He said, they didn't do it. So another year added to his life. The power of the prophetic word. Look at what happened. So he came one day, verse 28. They took him up, and then he saw that they brought Jesus into the temple. Look at what he said in verse 29. He said, now, let your servant depart in what? Not in pieces. Depart in peace. Why? He said, according to your word. According to your word, my eyes have seen your salvation. So the word causes you to see. The word causes you to hear. According to your word, my eyes have seen the light that will bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people, Israel. There was another one, woman, 84 years old. Her name was Anna. He had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. And the woman was a widow of about 84. He did also, because of the prophetic word, she did not depart from the temple. That's verse 35, 36 to 38. He did not depart. And he was there with fasting and prayers, day and night. And the coming of that instant, she also gave thanks to the Lord and spoke of him to those who look for his salvation. What am I saying? The prophetic word has that enduring power until fulfillment. You may say, what about those people? Because heavenly hope. In Hebrews chapter 11, I will give you a paradox. There were some people. The prophetic word is there. But there were some people, the Bible said that they died in faith, not in doubt. Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. Even those exceptions, they made the choice. It wasn't that the prophetic word doesn't work. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13, if you have the translation like mine, it says the heavenly hope. It said they all died in faith, not having received the promises, but they saw it far off. They were assured of them. They embraced them. They confessed them. Only that they just knew that they were strangers here. So they'd have to leave. Because they look forward to a homeland. They look forward to a homeland. They are the one who says such things and declare it plainly. But hey, it has not stopped the prophetic war from coming to pass. They just desire a better or heavenly country. So, even at that, God is not ashamed to call them their God. And then, if you look at those who were stoned from verse 35, the 36, trial of mocking and scourging, they were stoned, they were sawn, they wander in sheepskins and goats, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. So it wasn't that they are doubting the prophetic word. They wonder. He said, all this, verse 39, is what I want to point your attention to. Having obtained a good testimony, true faith, did not receive the promise because why? God had provided something better for them. But the Bible says that they should not be made perfect apart from us. You have to hold on to the prophetic word this year. It endures. And I believe in my heart, as the Holy Spirit has said from yesterday, that it's not just, we are not just preparing ourselves for this 2019. It's a foundation that will help us to sustain the rhema word of God in our lives in years to come. Praise the Lord. As I praise the Lord. Builders are building in vain. What is happening is not by might, it's not by power. So that's why you and I who have access to heavenly treasure must hold on to what we have. We are not confused. We are not. We are not confused. In Ezekiel chapter 12, let me reinforce the faith of God in your heart tonight. Ezekiel chapter 12. I just drink. Thank you, sir. Don't look at me. Open your Bible to Ezekiel 12. Ezekiel chapter 12. This is not a wildlife. Ezekiel chapter 12. Let me just reinforce. You see, every word. I say to you under God, please, journaling. You can't afford not to journal this year. You can't afford not to write things down. You can't. You can't, because that's one of the things. He said, according to the prophecies that have gone before you, he said, you will do what? War, a good warfare. So in Ezekiel chapter 12, look at the saying in a land. Verse 22, it says, son of man, what is this proverb that you people have about the land of Israel? Which says, the days are prolonged and every vision fails. He said, tell them therefore, thus says the Lord God, I will lay this proverb to rest in 2019. They shall no more be used by my people anymore, but say to them, the days are at hand. It's a year of the church. The days are at hand and the fulfillment of every vision. And he said, one of the things that is going to happen, there shall no more be false vision of flattering divination within the house of Nigeria. Amen. He said, for I am the Lord, I speak. And the word which I speak, we do what? It will no more be postponed for in your days. The reason why it's postponed is because of the rebellion. Sitting, standing, and then the walking of God's people. But if we choose to delight in his word, if we choose to meditate, then the word will not be postponed anymore. He said, I will say the word and perform it, says God. Please tonight understand, when God speaks, he speaks from the context of eternity. When God speaks, he speaks from the context of eternity. He speaks from his eternal window. That's why the Bible is so clear. God is not a man that he should lie. God, when he speaks from his integrity pavilion or sphere of influence. When God speaks, I mean, it's just like the natural king. When a king, the Bible says, kings decree justice. When a king speaks, he speaks based on the integrity of his throne. In other words, the sphere of his influence. So when God also speaks, he speaks with his own throne at stake. What makes him God? And what makes God God is his dominion power. So his power, his strength, his faithfulness, what are the other words now? His faithfulness is his stewardship over us, because he who keeps us neither sleep or slumber. God will never go bankrupt with his word. So God doesn't use word flippantly. That's why in Ecclesiastes, when he was teaching us, he said, don't say before an angel, it was an error. So even as a child of God, you must understand the power in the spoken word. Don't say it was an error. Don't say I make mistake. No. God doesn't speak word flippantly. And we should cultivate that. Don't say, Lord, I believe. And you know, I quarrel with people a lot. We are in the prayer meeting, praying over Nigeria. And then we finish prayer meeting right there in the auditorium. They said it can't be better for Nigeria. It can't, people have spoiled the whole nation and all that. The whole place is in chaos. Everybody. So we have negated. I mean, we negate our prayer before we left the place. So when we speak, we must also learn to speak. Because when God speaks, he speaks from eternity. And you know why God speaks that way? He understands yesterday. He understands today. He understands tomorrow. And not only that, he's not limited to that. He understands forever. That's why the Bible says, forever, O Lord. Hey, it's not just yesterday that his word is settled. It's not today. It's not tomorrow. It's for what? Forever. So when God speaks, he speaks. That's why when he told Abraham, he said, by my throne, he said, I have sworn. In blessing, you are blessing. So when we look at it, it's that word that he spoke. That is what is still working up to this moment. So when God speaks, he speaks from that context. I don't know who you are tonight, but if God has at any time spoken over your life, maybe he says he will use you in one dimension or the other, please don't allow the pressure of life to take that word out of your heart. Because he will never change his mind. What he has said it. When God says he's going to use you in the nations of the world, he has said it. No one can reverse it. That's why if you read in Psalm 138, verse 2 or 3, he said he has magnified his word above his names. So when God speaks, he speaks from that perspective. He puts his power, his mind, his counsel, his truth, his mercy, his faithfulness, his steadfastness. That's what he put at stake. He said, I will bless you and make you a blessing. That's what he was speaking to an idol worshiper. Gideon, he was hiding. And he said, you are a mighty man of valor. Gideon said, me? You don't know me. I don't have any family history. There is nothing to my name. Even when they mark the tribe, I am the least. My own tribe is the least. But hey, when God speaks, he speaks both the past, present, the future, and forevermore into our lives. Moses, when God was going to change his sister, Moses said, he said, go back to Egypt. He said, no. Moses, fluent man that can speak in the way of the Egyptian. He said, no. No. You don't know what you are saying. But when God speaks, he speaks. His integrity is online. Please, if you truly trust him, in this 2019, your walking, your sitting, your standing, your delight, your meditation should be total abandonment on this God. Because there is one character of God that I've come to know. He upholds all things by the word of his power. When God speaks, Isaiah 46, it talks about his nature. Isaiah 46, verses 9 and 10. Isaiah 46, verses 9 and 10. Let's look at it. Isaiah 46, verses 9 and 10. Quickly, my time is... Isaiah 46, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You can't take that out. I am God. I am the finality of all things. There is no other. And you know, the Bible says, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses. So in the same verse, he said, I am God. And there is none like me. You know, in human terms, sometimes when somebody is powerful than you and all that, and then you speak to them and they consider it rude, what do they do? Me? That's in that context. I am God. I am God. I am God. So, if you are given to knowledge, and there are many people, there is nothing bad. Hey, before you take the long journey, this is how it is. If you begin your journey from primary school and all that, and then you go first degree, and thank God you can only do three. Out of three, there are 360 degrees in a circumference. So most of the things that we pride ourselves in is just 4 or 5 degrees. When you become a prof, that's the end of all knowledge. But the truth is that the end of that knowledge, when you trace it, no matter where you go, you study, at the end is God. If it is wisdom that you desire, at the end, it is what? It is God. If it's the wealth of this world that you desire, at the end, it is what? God. So I am God. Verse 10, look at it. Verse 10 of that 46, he said, declaring what? At the end. Eh? At the end? No. No. When I was small, my Sunday school teacher, because it's, you know what they do in those days, it's not Sunday school, it's just to keep us in check. So the man sits like this, and he has a long rope. Wherever you are, that thing reaches you. So when you are stubborn, you just stretch it. And you're like, bah! Sometimes, when people talk, they talk in ignorance. They say, even if God comes down, he doesn't have to come down. Heaven is his throne. I don't know how long his legs are. That's why he says to David, I do not delight in the long leg of men. I am God. I declare the end from the beginning. And then from ancient times, the things that are not even yet done. And to show you that I am God, he said, saying, my counsel, my decree will stand, and then I will do. I mean, doing all his pleasure, Paul had an insight into it. In Romans, he said, I will show mercy. And I will show compassion. So he's God. In Psalm 138, verse 2, he said, I have exalted my word above my name. And in that same Psalm 138, verse 8, he said, I have the power to perfect, to mature all that concerns you. So God has the power to mature all that concerns you without fail. So this year, your trust must be on him. Hey, the truth is that's why we have the Bible. What God said yesterday, he has fulfilled. But hey, if you read the Bible very well, you also say, thus says the Lord. It means that he's still speaking today. And after you and I have finished our race in Jesus' story, he will still be speaking because he is God. He has declared the end from the beginning. And I hope you know that we are not going to stay in heaven forever. Because the time will come where the original intention of Genesis 1, he said his tabernacle will be among men. We don't need NEPA because the lights at the center is, energy is enough. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And like I jokingly said to you, I want to be a pilot that time because there will be nobody to preach to. Everybody will see the Son of God as he is. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Emma Kabaibu Nyo. So all those theology, heaven is good, but we will stay there temporarily. We are coming back here. Because he said, the heavens, even the heavens, belongs to God. But this earth, he has given what? Yeah. Yeah. So please, in 2019, enter your rest in God and cease from all your works. Because all things are ready and all things are yours. All things are ready and all things are yours. Can you please help us with Lamentations chapter 3, verse 37? Lamentations 3 in the Amplified Translation, please. Lamentations 3, verse 37. He said, who is he who speaks? And it comes to pass, if the Lord has not what? And then do what? So when God speaks, he speaks with authorization. And then he commands it so that the angels can go to work. Can you see? So when God speaks to you, he has authorized it that this thing must happen in the life of Kenny. And then he commands it. And the angels go to work because they are ministering spirits who are supposed to minister to us as heirs of salvation. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 to 4, still in Amplified Translation. Hebrews 1. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. He said, in many separate revelations, each which set forth a portion of the truth and in different ways.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,